At 11:30, Pierce had taken up a position where he could see the dispatch office stairs and the guard. The copper made his round. He waved to the jack, who waved back. The copper went on. The jack yawned, stood, and stretched. Pierce took a breath and poised his finger on the stopwatch button. The guard came down the stairs, yawning again, and moved off towards the WC. He walked several paces and then was out of sight around the corner. Pierce hit the button and counted softly. 1, 2, 3. He saw Edgar appear, running hard, barefooted to make no sound, and dashing up the stairs to the door. 4, 5, 6. Edgar reached the door, twisted the knob. The door opened, and Edgar was inside. The door closed. 7, 8, 9, 10, Edgar said, panting, looking around the office. Clean Willie, grinning in the shadows in the corner, took up the count.
11, 12, 13.
Edgar crossed to the already opened cabinet. He removed the first of the wax blanks from his pocket and then looked at the keys in the cabinet.
Crikey,
he whispered.
14, 15, 16.
Dozens of keys hung in the cabinet, keys of all sorts, large and small, labelled and unlabelled, all hanging on hooks. He broke into a sweat in an instant.
Crikey! 17, 18, 19.
Edgar was going to fall behind. He knew it with sickening suddenness. He was already behind on the count. He stared helplessly at the keys. He could not wax them all. Which were the ones to do?
20, 21, 22.
Clean Willie's droning voice infuriated him. Edgar wanted to run across the room and strangle the little bastard.